No, 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 no.
No, God, please, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You are listening to the Oh No Radio Show.
Eat a bag of dicks.
I have decided it. I am going to become 100% a tracksuit man in the next year. Welcome, welcome back again to the extravaganza that is the Oh No Radio Show. My name is Owen. I am the captain of this shit ship. This is episode 551. And along with me tonight, as always, delaying the show as usual, it's my good...
I like that I got the blame.
You totally got fault? The blame. You get the blame.
Why wouldn't you get the blame, Ty?
Yes, you're 100% to blame. That's why you get the blame. Jeez. Anyway, as you can hear, it's our lizard wizard, Ty, with us. Ty, how are you, my friend?
Happily depressed. I'm good.
Happily depressed.
That's fine.
Is that the name? That's the name of your new EP, Happily Depressed. If you're
it's gonna be real shoegazy, but poppy.
Yeah, poppy shoegaze. I like it. I'll probably download it. I'll probably be into that. Yeah.
Poppy Shoegaze is also my new Latin shoegaze album.
I think Poppy Shoegaze is actually a great porn star name. Poppy Shoegaze.
Poppy Shoegaze?
Yeah.
Wait, because that's how low his dick
is. That's what I'm saying. Or the women are always looking at his shoes because they're down there, right? Like Poppy Shoegaze. Hey, Mike, I think you nailed something right there. I'm going to write down Poppy Shoegaze for sure. As you can also hear, Mike. Mikey B, the one and only My Mustache Muse, is here as well. And how are you? Because I heard that we'll get into it later. We don't want to rush into this. But how are you, just in general, considering the couple days that you've had?
Okay, so if I was giving myself the Mike B star system, I'd probably be 6.5
out of 10. All right, 6.5.
I was gonna say out of 100.
That's where you're feeling right now. 6.5.
About 6.5.
Yeah. I tend to just daily rock about a 6.5 to 7. So I feel like it's pretty average week for me.
That's in the positive.
Exactly.
I mean, you're above half. You're still...
Yeah. Anything above 5, I consider a slight victory for the week, right? Like And I'll tell you why. I'm going to jump right into this before we get to your story, Mike. I'm going to jump into the fact that it's time for another Owen vacation. Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, dude. We're going.
You barely work enough to get tired to get a vacation.
No, I'm so tired. It's, you don't understand, okay?
How are you tired? You're sitting at a break table smoking cigarettes with Nub Man.
Yeah.
You're watching motherfuckers fall off unicycles.
Yeah, do that.
You're taking naps during your work from home job.
I did.
How the fuck are you tired?
Well, I take naps at both the jobs. But that's,
please don't put more wood on the fire that I'm building.
You don't know how many buttons I have to push, Mikey. There are a lot of buttons. And you know what? My booth is just too cold where I'm at. It's just too cold. I can't deal with the coldness. I have to bundle up. I have to, you know, and it makes me sleepy. And I got to take, like, I take cat naps, you know?
Yeah. So, no, you are. I wish. Oh, and I wish you had to do my job for just a month.
No,
one month.
I refuse. I'm a better human being than that. I will never have to do that job. I never will do that job. and you're the fool for still doing it. But
you know what? You are not actually wrong about that.
Yeah. See. Like I said, I'm tired. I need a break from the works. So me and Teresa, we're gonna take a little road trip. We got two nights booked at a quaint Airbnb in Charleston, South Carolina.
Ooh.
We've been hearing a lot about the Charleston, and so we're gonna head up there. It's like a bigger Savannah.
You drink in the streets?
That I have not looked up yet. If you can do, because Savannah, that is one of the big like pros, right? Like. That you can, yeah, they're kind of like open container everywhere you go. I don't know that Charleston is. It probably isn't. I'm going to go ahead and guess, but that doesn't mean that we won't find a way to do it. Like, anyway.
Everybody's got a Yeti.
Exactly.
I get it.
Throw a couple claws in there, wander the streets. We'll be fine.
Do you remember? Okay, so you know, back before there were Yetis everywhere, guys.
Yeah.
Back when I lived in St. Augustine, and me and my buddies would go walk around St. Augustine at night.
All drunk?
You just had to fill your cargo short pockets with booze.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem was you almost couldn't bring enough beers in your pockets.
Sure.
To like, you had to leave drunk. So if you left like with like from a like mildly sober point.
Mm-hmm.
I would usually be like, well, I'm just going to bring
like four
liquor.
Beers or like,
no,
yeah.
I'm going to bring just like a mini, like a bottle of liquor and a bottle of soda.
For me, I would just be skinny Owen in cargo shorts with four beers, two in each pocket on the cargos. Yeah. And, you know, ooh, I wonder what's in
squats.
There. Yeah. It would always look very strange. But the original Yeti, I contend, was the 7-Eleven Slurpee cup or Big Gulp cup. That was
wrong,
like that. That's the poor. Good. That is the poor man's Yeti. Man, pig tits, Christine. You're fucking. You're ruining
she's just
my
telling
day.
You the legality of
no,
it.
No, she's right though.
She's helping you.
Yeah, she's saying that Charleston, for instance, it's illegal to consume beer, wine, or any other alcoholic beverage on the streets, sidewalks, or public ways. In this city, you can also you cannot have an open container of alcohol at a public park or playground. Damn it! I was gonna go hang out at the playground.
If I had a baby,
yeah.
And I had to push this little whiny motherfucker to the park and play with him, I couldn't have like a mint julep.
It's what you
in
should.
A cup.
It's the South, right? You're
yeah.
You're,
it's a hot day.
It's a hot day.
I want to cool off. With a refreshing mint julep, and in Charleston, I couldn't do that while I'm pushing my baby around.
Apparently not.
Maybe not legally, but
well,
no. I want to have a big cup that says "Mike Beach Mint Julep."
I tell
strong
you,
mint julep.
I wasn't planning on getting one before you said anything about it, but now when I go up there, I am definitely getting a mint julep. I'm definitely getting. It's been a long time since I had a good julep.
You know what? I don't think I've ever had a mint julep.
What?
Oh,
yeah,
what?
Dude, I don't know. Maybe, I mean,
they are refreshing. They are very refreshing. They will definitely
on a rare
do the
occasion,
job.
It'll do the right thing. Yeah.
It's the same thing about mojitos. And then when I had a mojito at a party, I'm like, why am I not drinking more mojitos?
Mojitos aren't too dissimilar, really, to a mint julep. They're in the same.
I think it's just
family.
The alcohol.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're in the same sort of family. They're refreshing, summery. Drink in the hot South where you say my lord a lot and then you drink and you sip it like a gentleman and again you push your baby around the streets
you declare more things
I declare
you openly declare them
yeah I do declare so
man, why aren't we not declaring more?
That's one thing I won't be doing in Charleston because it will still be too hot is wearing track suits. And I'm going to tell you guys right now.
Track suits are all weather, man. You just got to find the right breathable track suit.
No. Too hot right now down
no,
here.
You got, no, what you do is you got to unzip and show off your white wife beater.
So what do you... Okay, so where are your stances on the track
love
suit em. In general?
Love them.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I mean, I'm also a onesie guy, and the track suit is not very... far off from the onesie.
It's a cousin. Yeah.
If
a mojito and a mint julep are cousins, then a tracksuit and a onesie are, you know, by the logic, cousins.
Maybe second removed, but cousins.
Yeah.
I want to subscribe to tracksuit life, but it's been difficult ever finding the right tracksuit to really call my name.
Well, it must be hard.
Tracksuits for 6'7".
Yeah. Do they make freakish,
six, nine, thank you.
Freakish, freakishly yeah. tall tracksuits that are just all legs.
Really.
You're weird. You're like more, you've got a long torso. Isn't that your thing?
Yeah, my torso is definitely the more gargantuan part of me. Yeah.
You're a weirdo. Like, most people just have the long legs, but you've got a long torso.
I mean, like, a 34 inseam is fine. I don't need a 36. 36 is cool, but 34 is good.
32 inseam.
I can wear, but my crack's hanging out.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. You're
The ugly fly, if your onesie has a butt flap, you have made the correct choice, because it is a pain in the ass to take a poop once you're in a onesie. You either have to fully disrobe or you have to let your onesie pile on the ground.
That's what I would have to do. That's what I would probably do.
It's not good.
I would like roll it. All right. So you take it off. Zipper in the front, right? So you take it off over the shoulders, down over your butt ass.
I think you would have to take that roll and pull it through your legs. Rest it on your lap.
Either do that or you rest it within, like, the short or the pant portion that's on the ground of the onesie. So, like...
you roll it into a bundle.
Into the bundle that goes in between your legs through the back, and then you put it in there. That's what I'm guessing is the optimal way without taking it fully off. I can see myself doing that, but I don't know. I do, though, I'm going to get into this tracksuit lifestyle. I think there's a lot of good tracksuits that would be suiting for me. I do want your stereotypical, like, Adidas mobster one, though. Like, you know, like the...
Oh, like the Adidas, like, stripes down the side.
Yeah.
Like, a deep one. Now wait, do you want full tracksuit pants or do you want tear away?
I think I'm going full track. If I'm going in, I'm going hard, and this is for when it cools down in the winter here, but this is not an immediate thing. But I do, mark my words, I'm out there. I want your tracksuit recommendations. If you're tracksuitman, I want to know, like, okay, the stereotypical wife beater is a thing, like you mentioned, but I kind of want to just wear the tracksuit with nothing else. No underwear, no undershirt,
bro,
pure tracksuit.
Sweat your nuts off.
No way, dude. No way.
Well, no, you're going to have visible, like, pit and back sweat stains.
Not in the winter.
Well, not in the winter, motherfucker, but then you're probably wearing something else other than just the tracksuit.
No, I'm just gonna be tracksuit Owen down in the pub. They're gonna be like, the guy in the tracksuit. Yeah, old tracksuit Owen. We know him. Yep.
No,
he's all right.
Okay, so there was a time when the 2020 Tom and Dan cruise was happening and our good buddy Carl Tully and I were going to get tiger, like Asian tiger style tracksuits.
That's cool.
And we were going to replace the onesie party with a tracksuit party.
You'd probably get more people to be able to participate. Not everybody has a onesie, but more, like, you know, I think the percentage is going to be higher for tracksuit, I would assume. Maybe not in Florida, though. That might actually be different. I feel like up by... You must see a lot of tracksuits up there, Ty.
Not as much as you'd imagine.
They got to go... Because they got to go thicker than tracksuit up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens on occasion, but it's not often.
It's too rednecky for tracksuits where you are. Where do you see the highest concentration of tracksuits?
Unless Carhartt made a tracksuit.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Carhartt made that tracksuit.
You're good
you
to
know
go.
There'd be some rednecks in a damn tracksuit.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
True.
But yeah, do you think, like, New York, highest concentration of tracksuits?
maybe a Chicago. I feel like Chicago.
Chicago. Because
there's also a big Italian influence in Chicago. I feel like you'd also get a lot of tracksuits. There's also, I think, isn't there, like, anywhere there's a big Russian influence?
Yeah, yeah, you get the,
you get a lot of, like,
I feel like New York doesn't really measure up, but Jersey is probably huge.
Christine says, as a Philly fan, she's seen a lot of tracks.
Okay, so
Philly must be tracksuit heavy.
All right, that's good to know. I didn't know that Philly was on the tracksuit hotspot list, but now that I know that.
Well, they're there, bro.
Yep. I also
want to find the eminent tracksuit location. Like, again, it's got to be probably.
Well,
Russia,
here's the thing. Here, okay, yeah, tracksuits big in Russia, big in Europe, but also like so. A lot of the Italians, I definitely think, kind of brought those over. But here's what's a weird one: we think of tracksuits maybe in slightly cooler climates because of what they are, but there's a very heavy, high amount of, I think, tracksuits going down in, like, South Florida in older, elderly, like, retirement villages and stuff. Mm. Like, they're...
Well, because, again, I think those people are coming...
They're coming from
areas
there.
Of high tracksuit density.
Yes, but they are bringing their tracksuits with them down.
Yeah, yeah,
it's a migration, a tracksuit migration.
Oh, and so then think about this. So the older folks bring them down from wherever, from their tracksuit location.
Well, they all come from the motherland, and they all come from, you know, Italy and Europe originally. Then they get, like, it's a migration of the tracksuit.
So then they end up in Florida. So these people, they have these vast collections of tracksuits.
Uh-huh.
And when they pass away, then the younger generation who doesn't, maybe they take a couple of the choice tracksuits.
Well, they inherit them and they're like, well, I mean, it's like an honor actually in their culture, from what I hear. It's an honor that, like, you
to receive
the hand, this is the tracksuit my father wore. All right, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
When he courted my mother, this is the tracksuit he wore.
Then he got COVID, died and shit. Whatever. I got this sweet tracksuit. Vintage.
So any of those tracksuits that don't fall into the next generation, they end up in the Goodwill, thus dispersing farther into non-tracksuit culture, converting those that pick them up at Goodwill,
this
at
is
Salvation
a,
Army.
This
at
is
thrift
all
stores.
This is all solid tracksuit logic. I cannot fault it one bit.
It could be, and you know how I know this? Because I've seen it with, like, trench and raincoats.
Oh,
they come from northern areas with those northerners. When they come down here, they die, they pass away, and then I buy a $15 perfectly fitting London fog raincoat out of a thrift store for $15.
I bet people that live like near like the villages, like outside of there, or like places where there's like retirement communities. You got to set up a thrift store for when people die, right? I bet you, like, there are, like, vintage clothing collectors that they, like, they poach those places, right?
Yeah.
They've got to.
Hot spots.
Yeah.
Just due to the demographic of right there, the villages, I'm sure there's a bunch of fun clothes.
Dude, I feel like if you want to be a real, real deal, like, secondary seller... like on Facebook and shit, you get a job.
Yeah, that's
at the Goodwill.
So
you get a job,
all the stuff first
at the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
That way you're literally on the first line of all those donations, so you can pick through and be like, okay, I'm gonna pay. Like, even if you have to pay full price, even though you have to pay whatever they were gonna sticker it.
Yeah, you just get it first, and then you can
sell it.
You move it. A lot of those places now do it themselves. Like, Goodwill has its own, like, thing online.
Yep.
That, like, they pick up all the good stuff and then they sell it online for more than you'd pay, like, in the store. I think what's the other one? Salvation Army. I think they've got one too. That's another online presence.
Yeah.
Like, they,
dude,
they
I
sell
see
shit.
So many people on, like, TikTok and Facebook Reels of, like, hey, I'm going into this thrift store and I'm going to see what I can find. And literally, these guys are walking in and spending like $20 and coming out with $200-$300. I mean, it's perspective. Like,
yeah,
because
I've also walked into plenty of, you know, thrift stores or whatever and not come out with fucking like anything worth this shit. Like, it is I mean, I'm sure some of those videos too are a little bit set up. Let's be real. Like that's there's a thing to it, but. But yeah, I mean, it's all, and part of the joy of that whole deal is like the thrill of the hunt for a lot of the people, right? Yeah. Like that's what they're into more than even, they like the money and getting the bargain and reselling something for double what they paid for it. But I think it's more about the thrill of the just like, yeah, I found this thing. It's a psychological thing, you know, it gives you a burst. It gives you something. Something that I never thought I'd say ever, and a purchase I never thought I'd make happened this week. And I finally
got a male prostitute. Finally.
Well,
only got halfway. You know, bought a transsexual.
No. It was just a full dude. Like, it was a full dude. And
was looking for a transsexual prostitute. Ended up with a full dude.
No, but the guys that probably would be so depraved as to do that type of thing.
I thought he was going to say lucky.
They wear this type of clothing article that I said I would never purchase, that I would never. Put on.
Did you buy slacks?
Did not buy slacks. Any guesses? Any other guesses?
A mesh t-shirt.
Derek Journey will be proud of me.
Did you buy a Miami Crocs? Dolphins?
who said it?
Did you say Crocs?
No, Owen.
Yeah, I got my I broke down. I got my first
loser.
Pair of Crocs.
Loser.
I got my first pair of Crocs.
Somebody, did we have a loser alarm? I wish I had a soundboard, but just
there's
loser,
a bell.
Loser, Owen. Loser, loser. Oh, and how could you, bro? You know, for a long time,
I had
Owen,
to do it. I had to try it.
I respected you.
Yeah, it's gone now.
It's tarnished, at least.
I gotta say, they are
How many gibbets?
I've only got one right now, but I haven't. I got that one as a freebie, and like I haven't sought out my gibbets yet.
You want a T&D gibbet? I got a couple.
No, that's the only one I have. Actually, is a T&D one. Yeah. But I'm
gonna say this, Owen, and I hope you understand that it comes from a place of love. But I will not support.
You can't support the Croc? The
Croc movement.
No? Nope. I like them with a pair of socks. They are...
You're even worse.
They're better.
You're the worst, Owen.
And I'm going to wear that with my tracksuit, and you will...
And look like a fucking idiot.
And you will respect me.
You've won.
No, you... I didn't even mean to do that. My mouth just went.
I have no arms. I wear fucking sleeveless shirts. You think I care how I look? This is about function rather than fashion, while also being me. Okay, these inspire my personality, my look. They're an extension of myself. I would hope you would be enough of a friend
to
respect me and my personality. And my fashion sense.
Owen, I stayed quiet when you showed off your Skecher Daddios.
Oh, my Daddios.
Your gray Skecher Daddios.
Yeah, I
stayed quiet because I'm like, okay, that's gotta be comfortable. They're Skechers. Yeah. They got like a pillow in the bottom of them. They're so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And, all the sleevelessness, I said, okay, well, that's his style.
Yeah.
He's rocker Owen, and he doesn't need sleeves.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. I mean, it's the combination of the heat and the wrestling.
And then, Owen, when you grew out your mountain beard and started saying you were a mountain man.
I am still a mountain man.
I didn't even say anything.
Yeah, well, I am.
Even though I knew in my heart,
uh-huh,
you're not of the mountain.
I am of the mountains and the Crocs. I am of the muscle shirt without the muscles. I am with the tracksuits. I am one with me.
What color Crocs did you get? Are they like camo Crocs?
Are they black? Did you just go straight black?
I went
black.
A respectable gray. A respectable dark gray. A dark gray. I can get them on break. You know, I'll show them to you. No problem. Like, what?
And you know, Owen, even after all those things that I mentioned, I was like, well, you know, that's just Owen. But this
is crossing the line, huh?
You have crossed the line, like my buddy back, you know, 15 years ago when he told me he was a juggalo.
Oh,
I was floored. I had lost. I don't know. I lost something that person when he became a juggalo. And even though I don't hate, I actually like juggalos now. I'm okay with them.
I get some respect for them. Like, they're actually not as shitty as people as, like, they are actually about inclusion at the core of what they do.
And family.
And family. Like, and so, like, that's where I'm like, yeah, I can get, you know, I'm never going to be one, but I can't knock the jugs too bad.
But even that, and maybe I guess I'll grow to love your Crocs.
Maybe you will.
But right now, I don't know. I feel like I'm lost.
You feel betrayed?
I feel like my life is on a boat, and that boat is heading through a fog.
Dude, I'm telling you, just get a pair. And
no, that won't fix the fog.
Ty.
That would if anything.
How do you not have Crocs? Do you have them?
I feel like you were trying to court me onto your side of getting. How long have you had these Crocs? Has it been like a month?
No, like I got them yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Okay, Owen. They haven't fully set in. You can still take them off.
No. They have. They've set in. In my mind. So I didn't realize about Crocs. They're a two mode.
We all know about sport mode.
They're sport. Yeah. Well, you flip it up, right? And then the heel part, you can flip it up or you can flip it to have the heel support. You know, you can do either or. So when you're maybe just around the house, they're like a prison slipper. You just slip them on and you're good to go. Then when you're in public and you really want to make sure you have that added
support.
Which you shouldn't be in your heel support. Then you can throw that on for that extra, you know, mobility, that extra, you know. They're less like a flippy flopper slipper, and they're more like a shoe.
Damn it, Owen.
I'm going to – you know what? About this what? Croc thing, I'm going to take a hard, so hard, very hard pass.
All right. Ty, you're intrigued. I can tell he's slightly intrigued.
I've been slightly
intrigued. I like the accessorizing factor, but at the same time, man, I don't know. If I was gonna croc myself, I would have done it early.
You feel like you missed the boat.
I can see a fire. Yeah. And I can see a man.
It's not a croc fire.
No. It's the fire for Crocs. And I can see two men beside the fire, and one man has like a pail of water, and he's dumping little bits of water onto it, but the other guy, he's got a bellow. He's got some bellows, and he's just there, and he's stoking. I can see it in Ty's eyes.
Yeah, I think he's getting close. Deep down in his soul, he's getting close. Let's shift to this here right quick. We've got some voicemails we need to catch up on. All of them from our good friend Benny. And if you do want to leave us a voicemail, you can do that at 407-906-6466. Yeah, you can always leave us a voicemail like Benny does. Let's check this one out. And I'm going to play these throughout the course of the show. We're not going to do a full Benny dump, but this is the first one that we're going to play. And I thought this was intriguing.
I don't want to see a full Benny trucker dump.
I don't either. I see what that guy eats. Benny. He eats a lot of meat. He eats a lot.
He air fried like a 2-pound pork shoulder
in his truck.
Day.
It's actually very impressive. Like what?
I'm super impressed.
But yeah,
at the same time, I'm like, God damn, bro, you're eating 2 pounds of pork.
Yeah,
your shits are gonna be strong.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's his first voicemail. I think he's got a question.
Yo, what's up, guys? I have a question. why does Owen look damn near exactly like Obi-Wan Kenobi? Because I'm sitting there watching the Disney show, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and all I think about is Owen with his flowing hair and tiny little beard. It's been freaking me out. I think the man lives two lives.
See it.
All right, fuck off.
You do have a little bit of
you think
McGregor.
I got Kenobi? You think I got some Kenobi?
You definitely could be, if there was a child portion of Obi-Wan, you could be.
That's just
like,
rude, Mike. You don't need
shush.
To say that.
I'm not finished. If they did like the child version,
the
and
younger
then they skip
version.
Forward to like the 20s, like 20-year-old, like brash, like.
He's party Kenobi. Like he's
party,
in his college.
Yeah, he's doing like
Kenobi.
He's doing
the
like
college
Jedi
years.
Mind tricks.
The college years. Yeah.
When he's at Jedi College,
I like, could play in, him
in Tucson,
him.
Jedi College Tucson, and mm-hmm. he's like, he's going on like the you got to go for the beer run, and they're like, oh Kenobi, you do, you're the best pilot, and he's like, well, I guess.
And Ewan McGregor as Kenobi, he's always got short hair, right? He does. He never has.
It's well, no, it's like the little flop over, he's probably got like a 5 or a 6 if you had to use a guard.
Yeah, okay.
It's that got, short though.
Yeah, it's got a little volume to it, bro.
I did
got some length.
I did take offense that he called my beard a tiny beard. My beard
it's close. No, your beard is just like kept close.
Well,
you keep it full and
sometimes,
close.
Sometimes.
You know it's fucked today. Like I looked in the mirror just to like do the quick trim, you know, for the odds and ends that get a little crazy.
Yeah,
I don't want to do it anymore. Every time I trim anything, I'm like, fuck, why did I do that? That's stupid.
Yeah, it does. And it also,
do you almost hit like a full.
It's like, growing.
You're getting there. You're getting some your beard action.
Another month. I'll be full mountain man beardy.
I get the
my
one
mustache has almost completely eclipsed my mouth now.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass to eat when your mustache gets super thick.
I try and do it. And then give myself a clear.
Teresa hates it when I do this. When I curl my mustache, you see this move?
Oh,
like, when I do like I do a Whipley. What is his fucking name? You know his
a
name.
A Snidely Whiplash.
Yeah, I point it out sometimes, like she doesn't like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's yours is good. Yours is good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I can do a Mario.
I can't.
No, you're not there yet. You're not there yet. That being said, you know what I think it is time for?
I believe it is time to bring forth the clips.
Clips. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips.
Yeah.
You know we got them, baby.
Clips. Yeah, Clips is the time of the show. We take all of the look at all the random stuff that our good buddy Tom finds for us on the internet. It was all Tom today, so we will just hop right in. And the first clip that I haven't seen any of these, so we'll experience them together. But all he said about
really,
yeah, all he said about this one was this guy fucks. And that's all you should need to know for this to, you know, start. Okay. All right. I gotta just get
White Lavender Jones.
White Lavender Jones.
That is a beautiful name.
And look at those shoes. That's not even.
Leopard print cowboy boots.
Leopard print cowboy boots. I mean, this is your opening. Ooh. This is your second shot of the video. You've got this shot, and then you've got straight to the leopard print cowboy boots. Oh, dancing down the sidewalk of the street. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. This is.
Get him, Lavender Jones.
He's got a lavender velvet pimp hat.
I mean, it's pretty good hat.
Yeah.
He looks like he's got a scarf. He's got like a gold filigree jacket.
I feel like we have two scarves going on, a pink and a purple. Or both shades of lavender, one a darker shade and a lighter shade, perhaps.
I feel like one of those is mauve.
Maybe. But then we've got definitely got a lavender shirt underneath and then a gold jacket on top. We've got a beautiful necklace of something that's draped around his neck. We've got a dude with a cigar dangling out of his mouth. And we have this funky fucking beat going on right now. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's got some rings. Is this your dad, real dad, Ty? It's your real dad.
I feel the connection.
Yeah. Lavender
Wait,
Jones.
Should Tyler's name be Tyler Lavender Jones?
Maybe.
You don't like me? Too bad. I am a magical man.
Okay,
always throwing fire from my hand. I come here from a mystical land. My name's Wyatt Lavender Jones. Wherever I go, I'm never alone.
He comes. Always. He straight up said he comes from a mystical land. He's a wizard. He throws fire. Ty, this. You are
this
related.
This could be your dad.
This is your real dad. Like, you're related to this man in some form. Like, this. Or this is time travel Ty to come to fuck with us on the radio show. Like, this is just him.
He's come back as Lavender Jones.
Yeah, he's Lavender. Like, this
it
could.
It wouldn't. Dude, you know how much Ty loves purple. Uh-huh. You know that.
Yeah.
How would you not have his alter ego be Lavender Jones?
Can you just be Lavender Jones Jr.? Like, can you just assume the identity of Lavender Jones Jr.? Because that...
I mean, I think if I want that to be my name for, like, a stage name, I think I can do it.
I think you should.
Also, Ty, if right now was 2001, that would also be your AIM handle.
Oh, Lavender yeah. Jones. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Surrounded by my hoes and wherever I go, I'm making my home. My rhymes are always so fresh. I just ignore all the rest. And yes, I know that I'm blessed. Because I'm next, and I'm the best.
So we've seen these, I think, on the show before. And this is falling into one of the tropes that we have noticed over the years, Mike. Mm-hmm. You know which one I'm talking about.
This is old man has a lot of money and he wanted to do something, but he's also a businessman, so he couldn't do it as himself.
No.
That's why he is Lavender Jones.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think I nailed it.
I think you did. How old do you put him?
Strangely, 44.
No, he's older than that.
He's a 53.
I was going to go 56, so we're not terribly far off. But
but
he's like maybe 55, but he's a good... He's in shape. I'll give him that. Like, he's losing his hair, but he's in pretty, like, decent shape. He's in that weird old man shape where you're kind of, like, you're too lean.
Sinewy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't like me? I don't care. Get some lavender in your hair. Come for the wrestling. Stay for the show. Jump on that train. Wyatt Lavender Jones. I am a magical man. You need to study my jam. All my moves are truly grand. Always throwing fire from my hand. You don't need no damn Tyrone. Come to White Lavender Jones. You don't need to borrow no phone. Jump on that train, White Lavender Jones.
Wait, he's White Lavender Jones?
I think he is. Yeah, he's White Lavender Jones. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Is that problematic?
I mean, I felt like you actually would have been cooler had you just called yourself Lavender Jones.
Yeah, Lavender Jones. Maybe there was a black Lavender Jones.
I mean, okay. Well, obviously, obviously there is.
You know.
So, I guess I see why he did have to call himself White Lavender.
Right.
But then that means it's really weird because now you're only calling yourself White Lavender Jones because you're white.
Want that fucking hat? Give me that purple hat.
That hat is dope.
That purple wide brim fedora.
I was just making sure. I looked up. I found his Twitter and stuff. He is a. He really focuses. Okay, so his Twitter says he's a rapper, a wrestler, a magician, and a hustler.
Oddly enough, all those things could be done under one roof.
Now I don't know every wrestler that's ever wrestled, but I will say that I have never heard of Lavender Jones.
And White Lavender Jones.
White Lavender Jones. And I know a lot about the wrestlings. So, yeah, I'm going to
go. Maybe he's a super small tri-state wrestler.
Could be.
Always got the best though. Slamming down Bacardi and Coke. Only with the best hoes. Come for the wrestling, stay for the show.
Oh.
Spitting bricks, taking licks, doing fat chicks.
Doing fat chicks? He's into fat chicks.
Dick tricks, slow rhymes, making lines, looking fine, living my best life.
Okay, so, Owen.
Lavender Jones rules. I don't care what you guys say.
So hold on.
This guy fucking rules.
There's a weird juxtaposition with White Lavender Jones where I want to party with him, but I also want to stay as far away from White Lavender Jones as I can.
Oh, I'm with you.
I don't know. I feel like if I were at a party, it would be like I was looking over a cruise ship into the black ocean, but it's Lavender Jones, and he's giving me like the fingers, like, come on.
Yeah,
come
on.
Party with me.
Come on.
I'm Lavender Jones.
You know you
want to
party.
I'm like, I don't want to party with, but
yes, you do.
I can't stop myself from walking to your VIP area.
Yep. And you know he has one, and he's going to make, and somehow you end up paying for it at the end. Like Lavender,
I would. It would end up on my card.
Yeah, it would end up on your card, not White Lavender Jones's card.
Well, joke's on you, Lavender Jones. It would never make it on my card.
Yes. Well, so that was a knock out of the park, if you ask me, for our first clip of the week. Like,
oh, that's banger.
Absolute yes. Knock out of the park.
Certified.
Let's switch gears a little bit. Obviously, the world is so political these days, and people are talking about guns, and people are talking about, you know, abortions, and things that are really, you know, crazy. But, you know, the black people, I hear they're still real mad, and I think they have every right to be. So this guy is an African American guy. I think he's running for Congress. And the note that Tom sent me about this one is just like, yo, this dude just sets some motherfuckers straight. So I think it takes a pretty aggressive stance. The clip is called "Make Rifles Great Again." So we're gonna hear from Jerome Davidson.
Democrats like to say that no one needs.
Very abrupt beginning.
Oh, bro.
As we have a Ku Klux Klan member with a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire as the first image of this political campaign ad, you know.
Democrats like to say that no one needs an AR-15 for self-defense. That no one could possibly need all 30 rounds. But when this rifle is the only thing standing between your family and...
Okay, so it turned into an action movie where the Ku Klux Klan is basically like storming...
Storming a man's house.
A black man's house in broad daylight. And so he's praying. He's like, nah, dog, I do need my fucking AR-15 for this shit.
I need all 30 rounds.
And you know what? Like, he makes a compelling point with this, video right here.
You possibly need all 30 rounds. But when this rifle is the only thing standing between your family and a dozen angry...
He looks so fucking cool in this shot, though, dude. Like, he looks like I would not fuck... Dude, look how cool he looks with that gun... Like, and the sunglasses and that badass suit.
He looks like a Secret Service agent.
Yeah, he's just like, fuck these motherfuckers. He looks like an action star. He's like, these motherfucking white motherfucking Ku Klux Klanmans, like, they about to get a fucking rude awakening.
And a dozen angry Democrats in Klan hoods. You just might need that semi-automatic. And all 30 rounds.
Democrats?
I guess maybe he's just like he's a Republican.
Wait, they're
was
Democrat?
That a Ku Klux Democrat? Klan?
I think maybe he was saying that he was the
that the Democrats are the Klan.
That's I think that's
surprising. Canonically, maybe Maybe not like correct. One of them.
Okay, but look, look, that is what he's saying. Because look, they've got D's on their like badges, like the Klansmen, right?
And they've got like donkeys.
And they've
on
got
there.
Donkeys. If you look at the very opening
what
of
in
it,
the
well, and
yeah,
he,
yeah.
he said Ku Klux Klan Democrats.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's they, you know, I historically. Mean, maybe a long, long, long time ago before the parties
it's
did like that weird.
It's a lot more
clip.
Rare, but I do think it probably still weirdly exists. I mean, I think
yeah,
that's
but, probably. Okay, but here's the deal. If there are 12 Democratic Ku Klux Klan guys there, that's all of them.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
That's all
you're
that
right.
you got. You got all the Democratic Klansmen together.
Well, I didn't want to like, get. Oh, I didn't. Okay. Well, this wasn't about getting political. I just wanted to show you how fucking badass this dude looked. And
oh, he looks like a black Jason Statham.
That's what I think. Moving on a little bit here, we're gonna move to this is an instrument called the Suzuki Omnicord OM300, and we're all gonna want. This was like an '80s instrument, rather. Maybe late 70s, early 80s. And,
I'm excited.
And here we go.
Oh.
This lady is a brilliant player.
My name is Sally Niner. I'm from Grandma's Music Shop here in Branson, Missouri.
That's right around the corner from you, right, Ty?
Branson, Missouri.
Yeah, I'd like to show you.
Not exactly close.
I just feel like the people in Branson, Missouri aren't like that dissimilar to... This
the
is
Fond du Lac.
Yeah. Like this is
probably
like,
not terribly.
Like
but...
if this lady said Fond du Lac, like you wouldn't be like, whoa, what a stretch. Like, it, you know,
especially that she's coming from Grandma's music.
Grandma's music shop. Yeah.
It's about your Omnicord 300 and the accessories that
look
come
at this
with
thing.
It. Let's start over here. That's it sweet comes thing. With 8C batteries.
8C batteries.
Good lord!
Instruction manual. Overlay.
I got a cool overlay for it.
Sweet.
64 songs.
64 songs?
Whoa!
AC adapter.
Oh, there is an adapter.
Oh, so you can plug right in instead of
first
burning
of all,
through
C batteries.
Good lord.
In. I already have mine plugged in.
How expensive are C batteries? Are expensive.
Here.
Yeah, dude.
It's a 12 volt, 18 watt.
All right.
And as it tells you in your book, it's best.
Pop
what
it
we
in
have
there.
To do
all
is
right.
touch Beep. One Move. Of the cords.
Yeah.
There's your cord.
In order to activate our machine.
Oh, yeah.
It okay. doesn't make any difference which one it is.
Yeah.
And while we're playing, we don't turn on our power button on and off. We use our instant off.
Oh.
That pauses our machine just
okay.
like the pause button on our VCR.
Oh, cool.
So let's do it again.
I feel like I have seen one of these, but I never successfully
so
got
I
to play
keep
one.
Mine wide open tones up the scale. So I lay my fingers down
whoa,
here.
Whoa, whoa.
I keep lay them flat so it doesn't warble around.
Warble.
Look at this organ.
And that's how I like to play the organ.
That's pretty boring.
Now, this is our Celeste. It's like a bell.
Ah, that's
I
nice.
I like the bell with the bluegrass.
She likes the bluegrass. Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get down.
Jingle.
Look at her. She's just belling it up.
Jingle bells, jingle
this fucking banger.
Yeah.
What? Don't you bluegrass jingle bells me?
Oh. Yeah, bro. This is amazing.
Which ones you like. And then we'll talk about which chords. The next one is our marimba.
Well.
Oh, we got a marimba?
Now I would... I like the marimba with my bossa nova.
Bossa nova marimba. Yeah, it makes sense.
I mean, this really is a magical video.
Or my steel drum.
Bro, and she's so good with them.
Uh-huh. Look at that finger technique.
Now, some of these things that I'm telling you here and the way that we're rapping or tapping or stroking
is
just suggestions. As you play your Omnicord,
rapping, tapping, or stroking.
I'm going to touch my button.
That's a good show name, too.
It is.
Side. cord mode.
Skipping ahead a little bit. Now, this has been a long video. We're going to get...
you hear when we have on touch this button. It has now become our playback.
I
want to
hear the end here. What's... okay. Let's see what
the
she does.
The next one down says trumpet. And so on. The last one down here.
This is so amazing.
Here it says piano.
I want to jam it.
Now, when I want to play any of these on this side, uh-huh. like the bass, I would touch my button, put my light on this side, and touch this top button.
Right. Touch your
and
button.
And now it would be my bass.
Oh.
Or this last one here.
That's pretty good bass.
Would be my steel drums. Just remember, this list down
a bass and a steel drum?
It's about to get dubby.
And that way, it frees up your hand so that you can play your other instrument.
Oh, you got a foot pedal with it.
Now, there's a few other symbols here on our little triangles, three little triangles.
Bro, you know that her church group gets turned up.
Yeah.
And now, turn this off.
I bet she's a bit of a bitch about it, though. She's like...
right.
Like, I'm the one that bought the fucking Omnicord. I get to lead in all the parts and stuff like that. Like, she's probably a little bit of a, you know, a show hog, you know? Like, she's...
yeah, like, and Jeff shows up with his bass that he's actually really, really good with.
Yeah,
and she's like, well, we kind of already have a bass with the Omnicord.
The bass. So, like, this is
the future. I
don't
really know if we need it, Jeff.
Jeff, I mean, I hear Jeff drinks a little bit. Do we really want him? You know, we've got the Omnicord. Let's just, we'll stick.
Let's ride with the Omnicord.
We'll stick with that. We'll stick with that. Okay. Where this is called the, wait a minute here. I think we're going to go with this one.
How can it beat Omnicord, though?
Oh, yeah. This one, I think Tom just called this trash making trash. So we'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. I feel like this is going to get political here.
Oh, you know it is. Oh, yep.
Yeah, a lot of war footage, a lot of a lot of trashy looking people. Oh, yeah. Oh, a lot of Donald Trump shaking hands with Kim Jong-un or Il or whatever.
Well, it's about to get political.
Oh, a lot of war stuff again. Okay. Is this White Lavender Jones another alter ego?
Maybe.
It kind of looks like him a little bit. Look, like, is this just a different hat?
He took off all the lavender.
Yeah. Okay.
He's really milking this intro.
I think. Is this the song now? I don't know. Yeah, come on. Get to it. This is a long-ass intro. If this is... come on.
That's the whole song. What is going on?
I don't know. I can't answer you. There's a lifeguard.
Wait, is she saying about caring about all these things that don't actually matter? Is that a dirty job, caring?
We care a lot.
She's kind of cute, I guess.
If you're into Gollum.
Not bad, but the girl is kind of cute.
No, I'm saying she looks like a golem.
Yeah, she's a little...
you say what you want.
There is meth. There is meth going on here for sure, right?
What?
There's some meth happening.
What? What?
I I don't know.
I can't turn away, but I don't know what's happening.
That I can figure this one out, and I don't want to, so I'm just going to skip to our last clip of the week. And I think this one, when I briefly previewed it, was kind of my favorite. And this is, I forgot exactly how he posed this, but it was something along the lines of, you know, 70s, cocaine, and Indians, I want to say.
Cocaine Indians?
Yeah,
I'm in.
Yeah. So we're just gonna do that for our final clip, because it's more enjoyable than trying to figure out what's going on in that. And I don't have the patience or energy.
Would you buy cocaine from an Indian if he told you it was like for his reservation?
Totally.
To help the reservation, you know?
Tommy Seebach Apache. Yeah, Tommy Seebach.
Right. Oh, shit.
So, yeah, he's, I don't think he's an Indian, but he's just going to, you know, he's going to be the 70s.
He's got those Indian jams, though.
Yeah, and he's going to sing about some fucking Indians right here. You know? Oh, no, wrong one. I skipped. Sorry, I hit the wrong button. I pulled this guy back up. We don't. Lavender, no, White Lavender, Lavender Jones. Get out of here, White Lavender Jones.
Yeah. Whatever, that jam's good.
It is good. Let's get you in, too. Oh, God.
Oh, what?
We all know
this
song.
Why do they
look
more like Indians from India than anything?
I don't know, but this is freaky shit. And they did plenty of cocaine.
Oh, yeah. Damn. There's a lot of cultural appropriation in this video, but the lighthearted disco vibe and mustache and the performance kind of makes up for, you know.
This is pretty good.
In
I don't
my
know.
Opinion. Like, we've all heard this song sampled. Of course, you know, like it's jump on it, like that bam, 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 like it's fucking, it's a huge sample.
Yeah,
but a lot of people haven't seen this. Guys, this is good shit.
Oh, hey, Indian girls,
look,
sup.
Sexy babes.
Yeah. This is awesome.
I'm loving what I'm seeing so far.
What if, like, we started a band and we played out in the middle of the woods and all these sexy Indian chicks came out? Like, that would be pretty cool, right?
I'd be pretty happy about it, yeah.
Right, but since we're going to go with this Indian theme, all you got to wear, like, those weird fringe tassel jackets.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm fine.
Fucking tassels. All right.
I can do that move. That's one of my moves, actually. that little hip shake thing, that drives the girls wild, honestly.
That girl just hand fucked him too.
I'm telling you, like it seems like an unimpressive move, but it's always done me well, and this is proof that the move is like pure sex, because all these sexy Indian women have come to, you know, obviously bang him crazy.
Bro, and look at his like perm.
Perm?
Look at that big old perm.
I tell you what, it is probably more the perm than it is the dance move. You're right. I like it. Either way, though, I feel like this guy's got swag.
Although they are really only focusing on keyboard, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he is. I mean, look at this dude. I can't keep playing this song because I'll get absolutely ass fucked with the copyright. But I mean, this guy, who fucks more, this guy or White Lavender Jones?
This guy.
You think this guy?
I hope so.
Yeah, because he hasn't. Because in my mind, this guy hasn't goofed up his chances with by opening his mouth.
Yeah, it's all he does is kind of just dance around. He's probably from Sweden or something too. No, you know, like it wouldn't right. It wouldn't surprise me if this is like this guy speaks no English.
This could be a Sweden man. Girl, sup? Hey,
look at that! I want that jacket. Is dope.
Yeah, I like the girl with like the short bob and the dark skin. My goodness.
Yeah, this is a sexy video. I bet you. Okay. You know how like back in the like plenty of teens jerked it to this, you know, to that video, right? You know that that must have happened back in the day in the 70s. It had to.
Okay, so we've decided now that this guy 100% fucks.
Yeah, he does.
Yep.
Yeah. Like a lot.
Yeah.
Just so much.
He's banged all those chicks. He's banged them individually and at the same time.
Yeah, in a proper four-way.
The bongo player is not happy, though. He's like, I don't get to bang the chicks. They don't ever let me bang it. Like, look
I'm
at
playing
him.
A bongo, and I have to wear a business tie yeah. with my fringe jacket.
Strangely enough, he actually does fuck a lot. Bongo guy is in there most of the time.
Yeah, he gets the cast offs. He's the second in line. The drummer, he's the last. The drummer, look at him.
He looks like 100% nerdo.
Yeah,
he's
drummer or bass player, one or the other. Yeah, probably the bass player.
And dude, they are lavishing this keyboard player with affection. I am very jealous.
I like how that's the lyric. Is just him. Ah.
Like he did a couple. Ooh.
Yeah, that was my favorite part actually. His ooh, but you know, it just shows you can make amazing art and not have to say a word. God, look at that move.
I love that guitar too.
Yeah.
They thanked us at the end.
They thanked us for watching. Look at that.
That's I like that.
I think that's a good way to end clips, if you ask me.
Yeah. A pet boy.
Clips. You know you want them, baby. You know you got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby.
Clips.
You know we got them, baby.
Clips.
Yeah, brah. So I thought he did pretty.
Shaka.
I thought he did pretty well this week. I think Clips was a success.
Here we go. I'm going to
give it the rating. We're going to give it the rating.
9.2
Wow, that is a extremely high good. Clip rating. Extremely high clip rating. Ty, I'll let you go next.
Oof. I mean, part of me doesn't want to be outdone by that 9.2, but it was a good clips. I'm going a really positive 8.4.
Ooh. I was not quite in the mood for I felt that it surpassed 9. 9 for me, when you cross into 9s, you're getting really, you know, like into just amazingness. This was an 8.9.
It was amazing.
This was an 8.9 for me. This was an 8.9. It was just missing the one, send it over the edge, but it was damn close. So
I think that last clip like really propelled it into the 9. I think it was going to come at like an 8. Had we ended on whatever that last the weird.
I'm trying to be patriotic. Too harsh. I'm going to bring my 4 up to a 6. 8.6.
Oh, nice.
So Mike, do we save the story for Billy for the second segment or the second portion of our week with Ono Radio Show and throw it on Ono 2.0, or is this a closer for, you know, this end of this portion of the show?
You know, as much as I want to like tease it and do it next segment, which I don't know, I'm right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a little bit of time, so if you want to tell it, then tell the tale. Right. Let's just do it now. I think
let's go ahead. So
we'll wrap up with it, you know.
This is going to be my gripe of the week because, bro.
Well, should I throw on? I gotta at least play your theme,
bro.
Oh boy, this is a big gripe from what I hear.
Box cut. Box cut.
Oh, I'm upset about this one.
Yeah, so from what you were kind of hinting at, it seems like there may be some trouble in paradise with one of your the characters you bring up quite often on the show, someone in your life that you have nicknamed Crazy Billy.
Crazy Billy.
Yeah. Obviously a frequenter of your 7-Eleven, someone that you run into a lot. And the last that we heard from him, Crazy Billy was going to be like rich. He was going to be making all this money. You were going to help him get it. And it was,
yeah.
It was...
Again, like I would love for that to be the interaction, instead of like the, okay. So
set
one,
the scene, Mike,
not only is this going to be a Mike's gripe, I'd also like this to be a bit of an am I the asshole?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. And so, you know, anybody who knows me knows that I'm a very nonviolent person. I'm a pacifist, if it makes any difference. I don't really like to be violent. I don't want to be violent. I don't think it solves a lot of things.
And I find it very hard in general in most interactions that I've seen you have that you're the asshole. You might accidentally make maybe a mistake, or you might, you know, like you might be even just in general life. I feel like you're just kind of like maybe in your own head, or you're, you know, I'm not saying what I'm trying to say is you're very not like a deliberate asshole to people. Like that's one of the last things that people can accuse you of, you know.
Yeah, I'm very much not a fuck your feeling. Like I care about people, even people I don't know. Like I don't want to go out of my way to be dickish or an asshole to anyone.
You're a sympathetic guy for the most part. You're very much so.
I'm very empathetic, and it's thing that keeps me from thinking that I'm like a sociopath or like fully autistic is the amount of empathy that I contain.
You have that.
And anyone who's listened to the show long enough knows that I run into this dude, Crazy Billy, a lot. You know, I've seen him. He used to be behind the Tijuana that I worked at several years ago. He's always been pretty much like since I moved here. He's always been around.
Yeah. Somewhere in the general neighborhood.
Vicinity.
You run into him and.
And the dude, it's almost like he's following me. And at some point, I think he's not homeless and he's like a CIA, like super,
well,
super deep cover.
Why is he keeping tabs on you, Mikey?
I don't
What
know.
Are you hiding from us, Mikey?
I don't know. That's the problem. That's why I'm scared.
What don't we know, Mikey?
I wish there was something more interesting about myself. But that's not what happened this time.
And of course it isn't, because it's just coincidence. The guy happens to live in the same area you've lived in for a while. And you run into each other. And you walk a lot.
So,
I go to the store.
All right. You're walking to the store. Tell me,
well, we don't know that. We don't
bum
know
a cigarette, right? He asked to bum a cigarette.
No. So I'm walking into the 7-Eleven and I've got my earbuds in, and you know, I'm being a typical person that's walking somewhere, especially into the convenience store. And I guess Crazy Billy was sitting down like far enough away from the door that when he said, "Hey, hello, how are you? Happy Fourth," I didn't hear him.
Didn't see him, didn't hear him, didn't. Right.
Didn't even notice that he was there or that he had said anything. I just leisurely stroll into the 7-Eleven, grab my energy drink and like a little bit of candy because I'm on my way into work. And just I'm going about.
What,
and I'm
so what time is this? What time is this?
About 3:30 in the afternoon.
Gotcha.
So I'm standing in the line. Because it was quick. Like, I grabbed the energy drink. Yeah. And I've been grabbing them from the front, not even from the cold case. Because the ones in the front, they've got the little rebate sticker slid in them. And I'm saving that dollar. I'm not paying full price if I don't have to.
Okay.
So I'm standing in line, and I got my candy and my energy drink. Skittles C4. It's so good.
All right.
Please sponsor me, C4. I'm standing there in line minding my own business, and out of nowhere somebody, like, I wish I could show it, but like, not tapped me on the shoulder, not like, you know, like touched me at all.
Yeah.
Like full on, like, pulls my shoulder to like turn me around.
What?
And I'm instantly like, oh shit, I'm getting turned around because I'm about, like, I've slighted someone and I'm about to fight. Nobody turns you around like that for any good reason.
Well, it's either like I could think of maybe a reason it could be a cop or something like that, or like you're getting held up, or it's a fight, or so this was inside the 7-Eleven in line. Yeah.
This is in 7-Eleven. And I'm in line. And
there was nobody else behind you previously.
I was the last person.
This so obviously I'm guessing I know what happened, but you know.
So I've got, you know, C4 and candy in one hand, and I'm just standing there like waiting in line, listening to my music, and I get forcibly like almost like, you know, kind of like pulled to face the other direction.
Yeah,
and I don't know why, because I'm not a violent person, but being spun around, I assume that somebody's confronting me.
Someone's fucking
and like,
yeah, this is, yeah. It sends you into an absolute, like, I mean, no matter who you are, it turns into a fight or flight type reaction. You're startled. Like, there's a lot of things that can happen in that.
Yeah. And so I don't know, instinctively,
mm-hmm.
like I ball up my fist and I'm like, what? And it's fucking Crazy Billy. And he's like, oh, I said hello to you and happy 4th of July. And you didn't say anything. And I'm like, bro, don't touch me. Don't turn me around like that. I almost hit you. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I didn't mean anything by it. I'm like, you turned me around, bro. That's not okay. And he's, you know, he's profusely apologizing. But
There's a line, right? Because you're trying, like, this guy clearly doesn't have the social skills to understand that what he did was a problem. And he also probably thinks that you're a better friend to him than, like, in his head, you're one of his, like, he's my friend.
He doesn't know
my
name.
Right.
Thankfully.
But in his head, you're probably
his
friend. You're his buddy. And so, like, he didn't think anything of it when you do that. But, like, yeah, there's a big difference between, of course, being an asshole to, say, homeless people or, even just, beggars on the street or what have you. But then there is a line where, like, no. You don't. You can help, but sometimes you help, and then they take it too far because they start invading your personal space.
Yeah.
This is what is essentially, I think, happened. And there's a line for everyone. That line may differ a little bit, but don't fucking touch me. Like, that, I would have been in the same exact mode, dude. Like, I, nah. Nah, 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 nah. Like, well, an elbow's getting thrown, something's happening. It's just like, there's that initial reaction of, why the fuck is even anyone touching? It doesn't, like...
Yeah, my wife isn't around, my mom isn't around. Those are the only people I think would outright just touch me, especially like that.
Yes.
And so, you know, I dressed him down in the middle of the 7-Eleven, like, bro, you don't touch people. Like, that's not okay. Don't fucking touch me.
No.
And he, you know, he apologized and he went outside, but I was like, what the fuck? And then I turn around and, like, both the cashiers are, like, staring at me, and I'm like, my bad, guys. Like,
no, not your bad, though. Not like, your bad at all. Like, that's that's you doing what you should have done, had to do in that type of situation. Did he left the store, I'm guessing? Like, he went outside?
He walked back out to, like, the far end of, like, the front side, like, the front sidewalk of the store.
Right.
And didn't say anything when I walked out, and hasn't said anything to me since then.
Oh, so you've seen him, like...
I mean, he's been at the store, obviously, right. So, when I...
No, but this could be good. This could be good, though, for you a little bit, because now you might have, like, you had the one blow-off. Now you might be in the situation where you're in the clear and he won't bother you again. It's like...
I fucking hope so.
Nah, dog, like, we're done here. Like, you fucked up and... Nah. And it's unfortunate, but you got to do that sometimes, right? You got to kind of lay that groundwork and,
And here's the deal. Honestly, had he just, like, give me the old, like, tap, like, on the shoulder and be like, oh, hey, I said hello, I wouldn't have popped off. Like, I would have been like, oh, okay, like.
Nah, it's the fact he turned you. He grabbed and he tried to, like.
Yeah, he, like, yoinked me around. And I felt like a dickhead because, like, I was ready to punch whoever was doing this to me. And I guess, like you said earlier, if it would have been a cop, I probably would have been in a really upsetting
But still,
place,
any cop, you know, worth his weight, unless he's, like, a complete
would have
dickhead,
addressed me from
he isn't going to do that, right? Like, unless you're just completely ignoring the cop, then they have to, like, okay, get your attention somehow. But, a cop's not going to really do that. So we know all this stuff, even if it's subconsciously, and we know that, like you said, like your instincts kicked in, and this shouldn't be happening. Therefore, you shouldn't feel bad. That's a moment of honestly, I think anybody in the same situation would probably, you know, do the same fucking thing.
Okay, so the other weird part about this was when it all surged up. And I was like, all right, in like that split second when my brain was like, all right, you might just have to punch someone right now. So be ready. We're going to be ready. And here's your fist. Like, here's your fist. Here's your weapon to punch somebody with. When it all, like, fizzled out and went away, I was like, I'm kind of upset. Like, I'm kind of upset that I didn't punch someone with that. Like, it was there.
Oh, you could have used your C4 energy drink.
Yeah, dude, I could have used that explosive power.
Yeah.
And leveled this old, like, dude, I would have.
Yeah, you would have fucked him up. You would have probably fucked him up. I'm sure you would have. This is
where my hand was coming from and where this tall motherfucker
is. You could have been the next Twisted Tea, Mike. You could have been the next Twisted Tea. You missed your opportunity. You missed your opportunity.
I can see it playing out where, like, I start to dress him down and I get mad. And he starts lipping back and, like, bowing up. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm beating some old fucking crazy man's ass today in the middle of a 7-Eleven and then going to work. Like, I guess this is how today.
I guess is what we're doing.
This is what today brings.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what? And I'm sad that I'm not more of that person. Because normally I would just be like, I'm going to avoid this situation. I'm going to stay out of this. But there's a part, I think I woke, like, a part of me up that's like.
Sometimes it happens.
You might need to start being a more assertive, just Not so passive aggressive, yeah. Active aggressive.
Well, you don't need to necessarily be active, but you definitely need to, you know, stick up for what's right and for yourself and sometimes for others. And that's just part of we're talking.
I'm going to start punching.
I don't want to hear
old people, old crazy people who confront me.
I'm going to take a little break here. We're gonna end this segment of the show on our podcast feed. By the way, we do a little thing where we take a break, but we do a thing where we come back on the live stream. It's hard to explain. Basically, we're recording two episodes in one night. You get one on Thursday evening, you get one on Sunday morning, and if you are a member of our Twitch community. And you subscribe over there, you get the whole thing. And you get the whole thing live. That's over at twitch.tv/ONRS live. Thank you to everybody in the chat room. Thank you for everybody for sticking around. Please do stick around because we got more show coming. I also
wish you would stick around.
Well, I also want to plug.
Like stick around.
I also got a plug that shopono.com is very close to getting the full treatment. You're gonna be able to get some fun stuff over there. So check that out. Onomedia.com, Ono Media on our YouTube. Make sure to subscribe to that. All of it really helps us. 407-906-6466. And boys, what do we say when we get out of here for this first segment?
Fuck.